Hello, we are Edwina
and Rob,
and we're the youth leaders at Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom and Ireland Territory.
Our 11 to 16 year old group is called Integrate, the name of which was chosen by the young people themselves.
These podcasts are being produced in place of our usual group meetings on a Sunday, and we hope you find them useful until we meet again. God Almighty!
Do you like routine, or are you happy to go with the flow? Is change something you fear or relish?
Made new, number 5, new. Have you ever anxiously awaited a new season of your favourite show? I know that I count down the days to new episodes of my favourites. So why don't we count down to the new seasons in our lives? Sometimes it's because we're comfortable, maybe too comfortable, and God decides it's time to make things new, to change it up a bit. God has other plans for us, plans that we might not see at first. The disciples were probably very happy and comfortable in their current situations as well. Part of the family fishing business, collecting taxes, whatever their profession may have been. However, God had different, better plans for them as well. Jesus simply says, "Follow me," and they followed. He was making things new for them. New is not a foreign concept in Scripture. In Luke chapter 22, verse 20, Jesus is the new covenant. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, we hear that we are a new creation. In Revelation chapter 21 verse 5, the Lord says, "I am making everything new." And Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22 to 24 speaks of putting on our new self. God was not happy with the way things were. He knew that we needed to be made new. He loved us enough to do what had to be done to make all things new. He gave his one and only Son. Out of response to this, how can we not anxiously await all things that he has in store for us? As you start out, don't get too comfortable. Whether God is going to call you to a new place or use you to help make things new where you are, he will use you. He will always be there to make things new in your life as well. Every time you open his word, expect to learn something new. Dear Lord, thank you so much for not being happy with the way things were, for giving your Son as the ultimate sacrifice so that all things could be made new. Please work in our lives and our ministries that we will always be open to new things that come from you, and welcome those new seasons in our lives with open arms. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Do you ever expect one thing but receive something different? How do you deal with that? Next session, we'll be thinking about just this.
If you are a young person or parent and want to know more about Integrate, please look on our website or social media pages to contact us.